This is Ted Kennedy. An insidious new tactic by big business is undermining a basic right of workers, the right to strike. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, more and more businesses are resorting to an unfair anti-labor tactic that jeopardizes one of the most fundamental rights of American workers, the right to go on strike. What's happening is that management threatens to fire any workers who go on strike and then hires permanent replacements if they do. Management did just that in the recent strikes at Eastern Airlines, Greyhound, and the New York Daily News. It's a hard-nosed tactic, Al, but it's counterproductive. It poisons the well, makes every strike worse, and sours long-run relations between business and labor. According to a recent study, in cases where permanent replacements were hired, strikes averaged a year long, compared to 60 days in other cases. Stand up for workers, Al. No one should lose their job because they exercise their legitimate right to strike.
Ted, since 1938, the U.S. Supreme Court has allowed workers who are on strike to be replaced. Workers surely do have the right to strike, but management must also have the right to keep their company from going down the tubes. When labor unions go on a strike and force a business to go bankrupt, like with Eastern Airlines or the New York Daily News, nobody wins. Everybody loses. Ted, right now, you and your liberal chums are supporting legislation to prevent strike replacements. The bill by you dim-witted Dems does nothing to prevent a union from destroying a company. Worst of all, it does nothing to curb the violence of striking workers, something we simply cannot tolerate. Ted, you whack on all the Republican efforts to end the recession, but then you turn right around and support all of the social crusades which create economic chaos. You're a real puzzle, pal. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.